I have a couple of Chicago Bears jerseys that were purchased for my boys, both number 34, because you got to go sweetness
of course.
If you're doing it. We live in Chicago. It's nice to be Chicago Bears fans. It's hard to be a Chicago Bears fan, Brian.
Very frustrating the last few seasons. The last 6 years, no playoffs. It's been very hard to be
a
Bears fan.
It might be about to change. Ooh. Adam Hoge is with us now. Adam, big news coming out of Bears headquarters.
It is big news. It's surprising news that it's happening this quickly, but the Bears have officially hired Matt Nagy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, who will be introduced tomorrow at Hallis Hall officially.
He was one of the front runners. There were like six guys whose names were being bandied about. Nagy, I'd seen in the top three or four in a lot of different columns, a lot of different predictions. It did happen fast because last week when I talked to you, Adam, on the day John Fox got fired, We were speculating that it was going to take a couple weeks. It would be at least, usually it wouldn't have happened unless they were really sure before the Super Bowl because of the playoff scheme. Mm-hmm. What did Nagy do, or what do you think he did to convince Ryan Pace, I'm the guy, let's pull the trigger right now?
Well, first and most importantly, he lost to the Tennessee Titans on Saturday.
Right.
so he's available.
We got to hire a guy who's lost his last big game. That's the Bears way.
That's how what we I mean, roll.
What I mean by that is he's the only one of the guys that they interviewed who's actually available to be hired at this point because the rest are still in
right.
the playoffs.
Oh.
So, but that's what we were talking about last week, Brian, because, I mean, no one really thought the Chiefs were going to lose.
No.
Everyone thought the Chiefs were going to win, so they would still be preparing for a playoff game this week. They wouldn't have even been able to interview him. Actually, they would have been able to interview him this week, but obviously he could not have taken the job until they lost. So they lose. They interviewed him yesterday. He was not eligible to be interviewed until yesterday because they were still playing a playoff game.
Right.
So they flew out to Kansas City yesterday. Ryan Pace met with him. Apparently that interview went really well. Here's the biggest tie, and this goes back to what we talked about last week after that press conference that Ryan Pace held at the end of the season and how much pressure they were putting on Mitch Trubisky, the Bears quarterback, and how much, you know, this is really all put on him because they believe in Mitch Trubisky. They believe he's going mm-hmm. to be really, really, really good. Matt Nagy is an offensive coach, he's a quarterback guru, but not only that, the Chiefs loved Mitch Trubisky. I was being told this going all the way back to last summer that they were interested in trading up to get Trubisky in the draft before they traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, which is what they did at number 10 because the Bears had moved up. So all this talk about whether or not the Bears needed to move up that one spot, the Chiefs had something to do with that. It was known that the Chiefs wanted to move up to get Trubisky.
So the Bears would have not been able to get him, perhaps. Okay.
Well, if they had been that team to jump, that may have been one of the reasons why Pace was worried that a team might jump up in front of them because the Bears were at number 3 and the 49ers held that number 2 pick. So, you know, there was all that question about why did they do this? Well, one of those reasons, at least my understanding, and I've been told this multiple times since last summer, is that the Chiefs were making it well known that they liked Trubisky. That's obviously notable here because Matt Nagy was their offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, guy who had done a ton of work on Trubisky.
I read, Adam, is it true that he also convinced Trubisky to go into the draft last year? That's what I read somewhere.
Well, he may have had a role. What I do know is that our old friend David Kaplan reported last week that
ridiculous.
That Nagy, yeah, exactly. Nagy
Come on, Sparkles,
had
give us the lowdown.
Nagy had kept a really good relationship with Trubisky, and they had continued to talk this year throughout the season, even though they're obviously on different teams. So I have to imagine that when all this got talked about yesterday in Kansas City, Ryan Pace had to be loving it. And why not move fast if you have your guy? I'm sure he'll talk about conviction tomorrow, just like he did when he traded up to get Trubisky.
All right, but now did they just get the first available? If there were a list of maybe three people that they were thinking about getting to...
Well, they'd already interviewed how many
this
point?
Six total. They interviewed Pat Shurmur, George Edwards. Those are the two coordinators in Minnesota. Right. John DeFilippo, the quarterback's coach with the Eagles, who I think would have been another favorite. Josh McDaniels, the Patriots offensive coordinator, who I think was a long shot.
Yeah.
And Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, who, by the way, I think in the next 24 hours, the Bears will make a strong push to try to keep him as the Bears defensive coordinator.
Because who's he interviewing with or rumored to be interviewing with in the next couple days? Was it Cleveland?
Vic?
Yeah.
Well, these would probably only be defensive coordinator jobs. And, I mean, there was some talk about the Packers, maybe Cleveland.
Yeah, I thought I could be wrong. Thought I saw he was going to interview for a head coaching job, but they were waiting to let him talk.
Yeah, but, so the one thing I do know is he was not eligible to start interviewing until tomorrow because that contract is up. Now, he basically becomes a free agent here. So that's what I mean by this is he's not under contract with the Bears right now. And so they can't force him to stick around. If he wants to leave, he can. I think that the Bears want to keep him if they can. I think they're going to have to pay up because I think he's going to have other interest. And that's probably all going to be decided here in the next couple of days.
39 years old. Real quick, is that good? Is it a youth movement now at Hallis Hall? We got Ryan Pace, now we got Nagy.
Well, I think it is intriguing that they hired one of these young guys. It's kind of the new trend.
Boy,
you're really like...
Well, none of us know.
It's true. It's absolutely true, Wendy. I mean, the thing is I've never been around Matt Nagy. I've never been around John DeFilippo. I don't know these guys. We're kind of all guessing here, and you sort of have to trust the GM because he's actually been in the room and talked to these guys. So, but here's what I say. Matt Nagy's resume here is pretty strong. He comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree, which has produced a ton of high-profile coaches, like Ron Rivera is one of them, Leslie Frazier, John Harbaugh. There's a bunch of these guys, Doug Peterson, who's the Eagles head coach right now. And I think it does matter. Andy Reid has called his own plays forever. And this year, he actually allowed Matt Nagy in the middle of the year when the offense was sputtering to call the plays. That says a lot to me that he had that much trust in him to do that when he had never really let anyone do that in his entire coaching career. And he's been with Andy Reid since they were in Philadelphia together. So they go back a long ways. And I think there's a lot of promise here for Matt Nagy. But whether or not he can command a locker room, we're all guessing at this point. I have no idea.
Can it be any worse? That's my question, I guess.
0-16. Instead of 3-13.
I guess it could be a little worse.
It could be worse. I mean, everyone thought Mark Trestman was the offensive guru that was going to turn Jay Cutler around, and we really don't know.
Everybody? Well, we'll see. This is good news, and we get to move forward.
Well,
A new era. Come on. let's all be happy and put on our Bears clothes today. It's going to be very exciting.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adam.
I love Adam Hoge. I really do.
He works hard. He is always he's always on the job.
He is. Just like you, Brian. I turn this radio station on, and you are on every single solitary shift over the holiday season.
Listen, I've got nowhere else to be, Wendy. This is sad and yet my life.
All right. We are going to take a break. I'm glad you're here with me today. That's all I have to tell you. Bill Leff will return on Friday. He's taking a few days off to go through his toy inventory. Eric Zorn will be coming in with us after the news. So quick break. It's Brian Noonan in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN.